Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. This is the Q&A. This is the Thursday Q&A call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. Today is May the 7th, 2020. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Annika Constantine. I'm a certified Healing Codes coach. And on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome everybody to this call. Everything on this call is being recorded, and the recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is dralexanderlloyd.com under resources. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of our call today is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here. Again, my name is Annika, and I'm very happy to be your host for today and to help you with any questions that you may have. If you have a question that you would like to ask, you can do so by pressing star 2 on your keypad if you're calling in from a phone. That will raise your hand here in my computer system, or you can, of course, also, if you're with us on the web call, press the button that says raise hand. It will show a little hand, actually a symbol, and both of those actions will raise your hand here in the system. Now, before we get to that part, we're going to open our call today with a universal healing code together. So don't press star 2 just yet, and just wait a little longer till we get started on the Q&A part of this call. Now, if you have questions and are with us via the webcast, so you do not have the opportunity to call in, but you still have a question, you can, of course, submit your question. You should be able to see a little chat box. And if you type in your question in the chat box, it will appear here on my computer screen. You can do that at any time of this of our today's call. So whenever a question comes to mind, just send me a message, and I will then read your question and answer it after. All right, so let's get started with our healing code for today. Now we're going to be doing the universal healing code together, and I'm going to be guiding you through a healing code. Now you can just stay open to whatever wants to come up right now for you. If you do not have a specific issue, of course you feel also free to include your issue today in order for you to be able to receive more healing for whatever issue you may have been working on with the healing code. Now, if you do have an issue, I would like to give you a few hints in the right direction. If you have an issue, you can ask yourself right now how it makes you feel on a scale from, or how it makes you feel emotionally, and just see what comes up for you. We're looking for an emotion, a feeling, something that you just feel within you. If that's hard for you to do, you can also check if perhaps you find an unhealthy belief connected to that issue. Now, the issue could be anything. It could be a physical issue, could be a relational issue, could be a success issue, or even, of course, an emotional or mental issue. So whatever it may be, we're looking for the feeling behind it, okay? All right. Now, if you have issues doing that, don't worry about it. It's just kind of to help for you to make better progress as quickly as possible, okay? So once you've identified a feeling or belief behind that issue that you would like to work on, I would like to take you another step further and see if perhaps you could find an earlier memory connected to that issue. So let's say, for example, you've identified a feeling of fear regarding this issue. You want to ask yourself right now, what's the earliest time in your life you can remember feeling this type of fear? Now, it doesn't have to be the same circumstances. It can be something completely different. What we're looking for is a similarity in feeling, right? So it could be that perhaps as a child you were scared of a dog, and right now you could be scared of something else, okay? Or feeling anxiety, whatever it may be. And if something comes up, I would like to encourage you to include that in your prayer. I'm going to give you a moment right now to say a prayer from your heart. And that's going to be your first step for right now. And then after, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to read the example, the prayer from the Healing Code book. So you also have a little example you can also hold on to if you'd like. And I'm going to be saying that prayer for each and every one of us. You can, of course, join me for that prayer. But right now, you have a minute to say your own prayer from your heart. All right, please go ahead. All right, if you haven't finished your prayer, you can, of course, continue praying even while we do the Healing Code or while I say the prayer right now for everyone in our group. All right. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or your issues and any memories you've identified, would be opened, found and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and now just relax as best you can. Now, while we do the Healing Code, you may want to focus on the so-called love picture, something that just gives you a wonderful feeling of love in your heart. Could be loving someone, being loved by someone, or both. Could be a beautiful memory, something that you imagine. Could be a truth focus statement, something that reminds you of the truth to dispel any type of fear, any type of negative beliefs and untruths, so you can restore those things back to love and truth, okay? So let's get started with the first hand positions, which is both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And relax. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And relax. focus on nice deep breaths from the stomach. And just allow it to work within you and on these issues for you. And both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And just relax. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. It's not about making an effort or even controlling it. It's just about opening ourselves up to this wonderful healing power of love and opening this gift and opening our hearts as wide as we can to receive. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. All right, everybody. This was the last position, so if you'd like, you can place both hands over your heart and just process and release this healing to each and every one of you now listening in, and also those of you who are listening in at a later time, and especially today as a request, I would like to release this healing as well to Naveen and to his wife, Ambika. truth and love for each and every one of you. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being here again and partaking in this healing code together. So now I would like to officially start our Q&A part of this today's call. So if you have a question, you can press star 2 on your keypad to raise your hand. I will then call out the last 4 digits of your phone number, or if I see a name here in the system, I will call out your first name, and I will then unmute your line. If you have a question but would like to submit it in written form, you can also do that, of course, and you have the opportunity to do that on in the chat box that you should be seeing on your computer screen if you're with us on the webcast. And you can just type away your question, leave your name and email if you'd like, and then press submit, and I'm going to be able to read your question throughout today's call. All right. I think we do have a few written questions that I would like to get to first, since I do not see a hand. Okay, I do see a hand. Let me get you first. It's a phone number ending in 0983. I'm going to unmute your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Annika. It's Mary. How are you doing?
Hi, Mary. How are you? I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you very much. We've spoken a couple of times.
Yes, I remember.
You remember. Okay, good. So I have done 2 rounds now of the phase 1, the 12 mm-hmm. days to a change of life. I actually did the second round because I wasn't sure what to do after the first round, because I was reading through the information, the phase 2, and I'm perplexed. I still don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing with it. It goes, talks about doing, you know, 3-day sets, and I'm not quite sure. The directions on the PDF I have seems to be confusing to me. So I don't know if you can help with that and give me some guidance in terms of, like, and this is a 27-day sequence that needs to be done. Is that sort of the next thing, next phase that I should do, or is there something?
You know, there's different things you can do. So it's not like we have one specific way to do it and it's how you have to do it. Now, I think that was a really good thing that you actually did it twice, because there's some people that just rotate through the 12 categories, and they may camp out, so to speak, in one of those categories and then move on and just do it over and over and over again. And it's not the worst way to do that, because you're basically going through all areas of your heart, right, over and over again. And so what's happening is that, like a beautiful symphony, everything kind of comes into play and works together in harmony, and your issues will heal little by little in all of these areas. So it's not a you know, bad thing to do. Quite the contrary, it's actually really, really good. But of course you can do that. I think it's supposed to be 36 days. I'm not quite sure, but the way it goes is that, I don't know, have you done the Heart Issues Finder, Mary, online?
The Heart Issues Finder.
Or not yet.
Actually, I think I did do that. Yeah, there should be a, somewhere where I think it's kept and it's recorded, or you can go back to it or something like that, and either that or I get it sent to my email as well. So not,
So basically, if you remember, it's a test that you can do, and it takes about 5 to 10 minutes, and then you're going to have a few results as far as your 12 categories are concerned. And if you would like to do that 36-day set, what you could do is do that test again, or just find your results, and then you look at it.
I found my results.
Oh, you found them? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
Then take a look at it.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the category, so the highest score, I guess. So unforgiveness is my highest score, I guess.
So by highest score, do you mean, do you see those plus and minus numbers?
The scales?
Yeah, the scales, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So minus 4.
Yeah, so you should see. Okay, so that's basically, it's the weakest link of all of them.
Oh, sorry,
so that's the one that has.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yes. So the score is actually, so
okay.
I thought it was going in order, but it's not. It's going in order of the virtues and all that. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the highest score would be plus 4.
Okay, wonderful. So basically what you're what you want to find out right now or what you want to be looking at is your low score. So you have a scale from minus 10 to plus 10, right? So plus 10 would be like the max you could have, and minus 10 would be the lowest score that you could possibly have. So if you have one of those that are minus, you would like to look at the one that's that scores the lowest. So if that's your low score, that would be the category that you would like to focus on first. And if you do your sets, what you would do is, it's kind of like three-day sets, right? So it consists of several three-day sets, meaning on the first 2 days of that set, you would, for example, if it's unforgiveness, you would work on unforgiveness for those 2 days, right? So day one, unforgiveness, day two, unforgiveness. And then on day three, what you would do is, again, rotate through the 12 categories. In this case, what that would mean is that since the first category is unforgiveness, your first 3 day set would mean you would go through the unforgiveness category three days, right? So it's day one and day two and day three are all unforgiveness. And then the next set starts. So day four and day five again would be unforgiveness. And then day number six would be the second category. So that would be harmful actions. And then it starts again. So basically on the third day of each set, you go through one of the categories one after another.
Okay, so let me trying to figure that out. Let me just say. Okay, so I'm going to look at the scores because so the higher the score, that's the one that should be focused more. But you're saying look at the scale, not at the score. Your scale score is plus one on a scale of negative 10 to plus 10, but I don't have any. I have only ones, twos, threes, and fours. I don't have anything higher than that.
Okay. So that's perfectly fine. Yeah.
Okay. If I look at my highest scores, which would be 19, which would be unhealthy beliefs and kindness, are tied at 19 at a positive 4 and a positive 4. So would those two be my highest numbers?
Yeah, I think those would be your highest numbers. However, for the sets basically that you would like to start, those are not relevant right now. So basically the only thing you need to know right now is your lowest score. And why your lowest score? Because we want to make sure to bring that one up, right? Because it's kind of like the one area that needs the most attention right now, right? Because it's kind of hurting the most, right?
So my lowest score when I look at the scores would be 12, which is negative 4 on the scale.
Okay.
So that's unforgiveness. Okay, so I was right. Okay, so the idea is not if it's lower, meaning it's not, it's reverse. The relationship is reversed. So if it's like my highest score is the 19
right.
unhealthy beliefs, so that's actually a better score than 12. Because I'm actually, my unhealthy beliefs are really not that unhealthy, so to speak. They're got you. Okay, so I'm looking at, I'll look at unforgiveness. So let's take a look at that. Unforgiveness, I'm a score at 12. So day one, do I go back to the 12 days and go through that sheet where the codes are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So if it's like a, I'm not sure exactly, I'm sorry about the actual number right now, but basically, let me check just so I don't confuse.
I can tell you which one it is probably.
Yeah.
Unforgiveness.
Well, basically.
The first one.
Yeah, exactly. But what I mean is about how long that whole cycle, the whole process of going through all of them, how long that would take. I think it should probably, it should be 36 days in total. So, and on your first 2 days, right? So you could kind of imagine since it's 36 days, it's going to be like 12 sets in total, right? And each set takes 3 days.
Mm-hmm. So is this a phase two? Because it says 27-day sequence is repeated until there's no issue bothering you at the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure about that one, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
That's in your PDF, right?
Okay, yeah. So you're saying it's actually 36 days.
Yeah, well, that's the one I know from the manual. So I'm not sure what the 20, 7 days is supposed to do, but let me just check real quick just to make sure that I'm not missing anything, right? Okay, no. So I don't, in my manual, I do not find anything. So the way we would do it in the manual, which it sounds like you have the healing codes of those 12 categories, right? So in your they're called 3 day sets, right? So it's a 36 day sequence, right? Mm-hmm. And what you would do in this case is, if you want to go by that one, so I'm not sure what the other one means, but if it's 27 days, I'm not sure how that number comes about. Mm-hmm. But if it's, yeah, so you're supposed to, in the set that you're talking about, you're supposed to rotate again through all 12 categories and then go through it again and again. Is that correct?
No. I just did it myself. I just did it only because I needed to get on. I didn't know what to do next, so I thought, I might as well just do it over again.
Okay.
I'll just do 12 days all over again.
No, yeah. That's wonderful. I think, yeah, that's never wrong. And on the contrary, it's actually really, really good. So I think you did well by doing that. Now, if you would like to do a 3 day or one of those 3 day sets, the 36 day sequence, it's actually really simple. It can just sound confusing at first. But so in each 3 day set, what you would do is you take your lowest score, right, which in your case is unforgiveness. So on each of the two days of your lower score, you will focus on your lower score in those first 2 days, right? So day one and day two, you focus on the lower score, right?
So what am
and
I
then
doing
on the
with
third
me?
Day,
what am I doing?
Well, basically, what you would do, yeah, what you would do basically is you would on those 2 days you would be doing the healing code for unforgiveness. Those codes that you have for that category.
Right, mm-hmm. The ones that I've been doing over the 12 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then on the third day is always the one with which you rotate, again, kind of what you did in the 12 days, but now it's going to be only ever on the third day is when you move on to another category. So on the third day of the first set, right, you would do unforgiveness again since the first category. And then on your second 3 day set, again, the first 2 days are dedicated to unforgiveness in your case. And then again on the third day, you go to the second category. So you're going to be working on the harmful actions. Exactly. Yeah.
I see.
And then again, the next set, 2 days unforgiveness, and the third day would be, in this case, the unhealthy beliefs, right? And that's how you do the whole thing, and it's going to take you a total of 36 days for each cycle.
So for the day one and day two, are you always focusing on the lowest score only for 36 days?
Well,
for those rotations of the 36 days?
Yeah, if it's a total cycle, that's what you would do. However, instead of taking your test and working on the lowest score, the other thing that you could do, if you know what, depending on what your main issue or the one thing that bothers you the most, right? And what you could see is, as far as the thing that bothers you the most, where is that, like, which category is kind of the main category for that thing that bothers you the most, right?
What
so that's what you
part?
Could see.
Like, what if it's part of your reproductive area? So.
Okay. Yeah. So. Reproductive area could be one of two things. It could either be love, which is the fourth mm-hmm. category, or it mm-hmm. could be trust. Let me just check right now.
You're right, it is trust.
Yes, yeah, I'm sorry. No, that's not right about the love category. Yeah, it's trust. So what you would do in this case is you work on trust, right? And so your number one, your day one and day two would always be about trust. And it's going to stay like that for the entire 36 days, right? So day one, day two is trust. And then day three would be unforgiveness. Then again, day four, day five, trust. And day six would be second category, the harmful actions, and so forth. And then in 36 days, you've really kind of, you know, you've worked really, really well on that category and on those issues related to your, you know, the physical issues as well, of course.
I see. Okay. So, and then the prayers and the, well, the unforgiveness doesn't have any body parts associated to it. It's just unforgiveness. So I could do unforgiveness first for 36 days, and then the next 36 days I could do the body part if I wished, or I can do the body part first if that's what's really bothering me more than the unforgiveness category.
Yes, exactly. Whatever you prefer, whatever you like. It's not, you know, there's no, it's not like I can tell you you should work on this one first, but if that's whatever you feel drawn to right now, whatever you think, no, this is really, if I really, if I'm really honest with myself, no, this really bothers me more than anything else. And then you stick to that and just work on it.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. That makes more sense, because I was reading it and going, okay, this does not make any sense to me. Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Great.
You're welcome, Mary. Okay. Thank you, Mary. I'm going to mute your line again. All right. So if you have any more questions, do raise your hand. Very happy to take your call. And like I said, I did have a couple of questions that have been submitted, so I'm going to read them. Now, in the healing code we just did, I included two people that wrote a message, and I'm going to read it quickly. They're a couple from India, and they wrote, "We need healing, both myself, Naveen, and my wife, Ambika, having epilepsy. We're having medicines from childhood. Please send healing remotely to cure epilepsy permanently and come out of medicines. We should live disease-free and medicine-free life. Please send healings." Okay, well, wonderful. I really do hope that you listen to this call, and like I said, I've included you in our healing code today. Now, you're not, what I really want to focus on right now, you're not dependent on us sending you healing energy. Of course, I'm delighted to do it, and we absolutely love having you, and also sending your requests if you would like to be included in the healing code, because that's a wonderful thing to do. Now, I would really encourage you to get the healing code, or look at one of the free videos that Dr. Alex has put online. There's so many wonderful things, the healing codes and trilogy, and the healing codes too, and many things, memory engineering. The basic tools of those are free, so you can just get started and really take it into your own hands. So you're not dependent on anybody else doing it for you, but you can really, really, well, basically feel that sense of empowerment by being able to do it yourself. So please, I would really, really want to encourage you to check that out. You can go to dralexanderlloyd.com and just check out the free resources, and there's a lot that's available. You can always work with a universal healing coach, which is really, really wonderful. We've received testimonials for about anything that you can imagine. My number one thing that I would always say, please, more than anything, focus on healing the underlying issues related to whatever you may be having, even if it's a physical issue, and just ask that the cellular memories, the unhealthy beliefs, and the stress that's causing or that's being caused by that in the body be healed. And that's really going to happen when we heal those deeper spiritual issues. What we mean by spiritual issues is anything related to what we find in the categories: love, peace, joy, trust, all these wonderful things that we all want to be experiencing more than anything else. So please go ahead and do that. And if you do have any more questions, if you need help as far as getting started is concerned, that's why we have our Q&A call. So please do ask questions, call in if you can, and I'm very happy to help as well as my colleagues. So thank you again for your question. All right. Okay, I do have another caller. I think it's Mary again. I'm going to open your line again. Hello.
Hi, sorry to bother you. You know what? I forgot to ask you a question about the cycle. So how many times a day should I do it? I know that when you go through the 12 days, it gives you a range of doing it like 2 to 4 times a day or what have you. What's how many times is the minimum to do with the 36 day?
Yeah, it would basically stay about the same as what you're seeing there as a recommendation. So you could follow those exact recommendations again for that same, for the 30-day cycle.
Okay, so 2 to 6 times a day or whatever it says.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you
exactly
know how
whatever it says.
Whatever it says there. Okay. You know how there's also a code number 1 and a code number 2? You could do them back to back. And if you don't do them back to back, let's say, you know, in the morning you do code number 1, an hour later you do code number 2. If you do them back to back, I'm assuming you don't have to do the prayer again in between.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you could basically, there's only one little thing that I would like to say. So before you go to the second code, just make sure that you've completed the, for example, if the code says to do it for at least 6 minutes, for example, right, and you have four positions, what you don't want to do is just go through the four positions and then move on to the second code. What you want to be doing is repeat it, in this case, 3 times, for example, and then you move on to the next code. That's just the only thing that you should make sure to do.
So you repeat them. Well, I guess if you do it for a minimum of 6 minutes, it goes through at least 3 times, right? So
yeah, exactly.
I usually use the video that, or the music that was composed for the healing code by calming music. So I usually use that, which is about 6 minutes and a bit, which is about 3 rounds. Okay, so minimum of 3 rounds and. So minimum of 3 rounds before I go into the second code. Yes, that I know. That's true. But I don't, in between the codes, I don't have to restate the prayer again.
No, you don't have to. You can if you want to, but it's not entirely necessary. It's up to you, whatever you prefer.
And if I do the code 2, like an hour later, again, do I have to start with the prayer again, or can I just go right into the code?
Well, I mean, we always recommend saying a prayer first. So let's say you do 3 rounds of healing codes during the day, and they're all kind of, you know, separate from each other.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend also saying another prayer each time. Now, if you do it like you just described, you do them back to back, I would say that's perfectly fine. But my recommendation would be to say another prayer if you do it differently.
Okay, perfect. That's all I have to ask. Great. Thank
okay.
you. Nice. Thanks.
You're
so much.
Welcome, Mary. You're welcome. All right. And I do have another hand that just got raised. I think that should be Patricia. I see your last name here. I'm going to open your line. Hello.
Yes. Hey. Hi, Anika. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I couldn't make it to the call last Thursday, but I'm glad I could make it today. One issue, you know, I've noticed, I do feel I'm making progress with the healing codes, which I use in conjunction with a book of wonderful guided meditations. I do the different positions. I progress through, let's say, healing codes 2 has different, I think about 11 different meditations for, I mean, healing codes for like your relationships with different people or issues, your relationship with your mother, your father, yourself, God. So I do those. I do like one position and I'll read a line of my guided meditation. It's really more of an affirmation book guided anyway. So I do it and I really feel that I'm making tremendous progress when I do it. The problem is disciplining myself to make that my the first, you know, I mean, part of my what I turn to spiritually first and foremost in the morning on getting up, rather than, you know, dragging my feet through the morning and then stalling and not doing it. Because when I finally get to doing it, I thought, wow, this is so powerful and wonderful while I'm doing it. I don't know why I struggled to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have that discipline struggle. It's a problem for me. And I also should do... It would be helpful for me. I did it twice today, so that was good. But it would be so helpful to do these to do them several times a day instead of just the one session. So I really want to take my spiritual growth more seriously, because when I'm involved in it, I see how valuable it is. I really do. But I just would like to, you know, I don't know what it takes to rein me in, to make me do.
Yeah, well, that's so wonderful that you know, you have that desire to just take it a step further. And I think, I mean, number one, I think just think of baby steps. So sometimes what happens when we want to implement new things it can be hard to kind of, you know, we take it from 0 to 100, right? So I think just trying to do it slowly and kind of step by step, that would definitely be helpful. And as far as the healing code is concerned, you could definitely do something there as well, because probably what you're dealing with, you know, with some sort of resistance or some sort of negative beliefs, probably they're very, you know, subconscious or unconscious even, you know, that it takes you from, or it kind of takes you away from doing what you really want to do, right? So the two categories for that I would recommend would be, number two, the harmful actions. Now, they're, you know, what you're doing, obviously, not harmful per se, but we can also use that for things that we would like to do and we just kind of can't get ourselves to doing them. So that would be one. And then also number two would be self-control. So those two things, because they're very, you know, they're kind of action-based or action-focused in many ways, right? So since you have that desire to do something, that could really help you take it to the next level. And you, like I said, you don't even have to do a lot of exploration if you don't like. You can just pray that whatever keeps you from implementing those things more and being able to do more and focus on your spiritual growth more, that may be lifted, and whatever it may be, right? And that's what I would try. And like I said, just take it step by step and, and just build those nice habits.
I really want to make that my focus. You know, I want my life to be around that, because that is where it's at for me. And it's been going on for a long time, but I appreciate your suggestions, and I will certainly implement them.
Yeah.
Healing code 2, harmful actions, and number 12, self-control. I love 12.
Yeah.
It has that sort of sort of asymmetrical thing with the five positions. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Patricia. Yeah. My pleasure.
Okay.
I closed Patricia's line. All right, and I think I do have one more question that I just saw. Let me try and get to it. Okay, we have a question from Jane. And Jane asks the following. Please explain how to use the healing code. Thank you. God bless you richly in all you do. Jane, I hope that you are listening right now, and I hope that hopefully in the beginning you were able to follow along as we did the healing code together. Now, we always do the healing code assuming that whoever's listening in, they know at least how to do the universal healing code. Now, I'm just going to explain it very briefly. I think there's a lot of information that you can also find, Jane, on the website dralexanderreloy.com. I would highly recommend, if you're really interested in the healing code, just get the book. It explains it really well, but I'm just going to try to explain it really briefly for you. It's not hard at all. It's actually really simple. So basically, I'm just going to start with the hand position. So if you want to do a universal healing code, what you do is, in the beginning, like we did right now in the beginning of our call, you say a prayer for whatever issue that you would like to have healed. It doesn't have to be a specific type of prayer. In the healing code book, there's going to be a suggestion for a prayer, so you can, of course, absolutely use that one. But, of course, also Dr. Alex Lloyd always emphasizes that the best prayer is a prayer of the heart, from the heart, right? So just whatever is bothering you, just pray about that. And then once you've done that, you are going to be doing four hand positions. And the first position is called bridge. Bridge is right between your eyebrows, right in the middle, where, you know, for most of us, we do not have any hair in the middle of it, but if they were grown together, the eyebrows, then it would be right there in the middle. So it's right between the eyebrows. Now, we do not touch the hand, we do not touch the healing centers, the so-called healing centers, with our hands. What we do is we hold them away from a distance of about 2 to 3 inches or 5 to 7 centimeters, and you just hold them there, and they're kind of hovering in the air. So what should happen is that your fingertips kind of point towards that healing center. Now, the healing centers are pretty big, so don't worry about not hitting them. You just hold them with a little bit of distance. You can play with the distance as well, but Usually we recommend 2 to 3 inches away. And then what you do is you just hold it for about 30 seconds. Now you don't have to watch the clock while you do that. Just when you feel like, okay, now half a minute could be over, you move on to the next position. And the next position is called Adam's apple. It's right where the Adam's apple is. Again, we keep our distance 2 to 3 inches away from the position. The fingertips are pointing towards that center. And again, you hold it for about 30 seconds. Then the next hand position is called Jaws. It's going to be right underneath your earlobe, on that corner, so to speak, of the jaw, of the jawline, right? And you just hold it there on that corner, basically, again, 2 to 3 inches away, and again for 30 seconds. So it stays the same for each and every single hand position, each and every single healing center. You do that again for about 30 seconds, and then you are going to activate the healing centers that we call temples. They're on both sides of the head, just like the jaws, I'm sorry. So it's both hands, left hand and right hand, on the left and right jaw, right? And then both hands on the temples, which would be your left hand and right hand of the head. And here also you keep a distance of about 2 to 3 inches away. It's not right where the temples are located. It's actually a little bit further in and a little up. So it's about, let's say, 1 to 2 inches in and then 1 to 2 inches up. So it's with me, for example, it's where my hair is already growing. So the temples, I don't have any hair right here, right? So it's kind of, if you point at the hair, you should have hit the spot. Again, it's going to be easier if you see the book because there's images and it shows you exactly how to do it. I think if you do not even want to buy the book, go to Google and just go to images. If you put healing code, it's going to show you the hand positions. But again, here, position temples, we hold it for about 30 seconds. So that's one round. And then the first, the four positions that I just explained, we repeat that another 2 times, so 3 times in total, which will come out at about 6 minutes for the entire healing code. And that's the universal healing code, and you can use that for each and every single issue that you have in your life. That's how you can get started. Now, what we want to do while we do the hand positions is be as relaxed as possible. That's number one. So whatever you want to focus on while you hold the hand positions is up to you. So it could be, like I just explained, it could be a love picture. It could be a wonderful truth focus statement, what we call is, you know, something that reminds us of the truth and love. So that's what you would like to be focused on. There's also some examples you can find online. So Google that if you'd like. Or you can just relax and just let it work on you, kind of like a meditative state. So that's how you do it. And like I said in the beginning, with a prayer, we can get pretty specific with that. We can kind of keep it a little bit more open. So whatever you feel fits you best in that, in each and every single occasion. And then also what we recommend is trying to do it at least 2 to 3 times per day. Now, if you are able to do it longer and even more times, usually what tends to happen is that we see results faster. So it's really up to you. But yeah, as a practice, so to speak, that would be our recommendation, 2 to 3 times per day. All right, I hope that was helpful. If you have any more questions, please do let me know. And I wish you all the best success, and I wish you that the healing that you really truly desire for your life, whatever is an issue in your life, for that to really truly heal and for you to get that love and that peace and all these wonderful things that we all desire and that we have within us. And I just hope that comes out for you more and more as these blockages heal for you. All right. I hope that was not too convoluted. Okay. All right, everybody. If you have any more questions, please do raise your hand. All right, everybody. So I would like to end our call today with another healing code. So Jane, if you're listening, listen up. I'm going to just, again, do the universal healing code from the book. And now, again, if you have an issue, if you'd like to get into that a little bit more and see if you can find anything that's related to that, any spiritual issue that is connected to that, please go ahead and identify that for you. We can rate it on a scale from 0 to 10. It's not necessary for healing, but it's a good step, especially sometimes when we're not making huge progress with one healing code, it can be really helpful to see that it has come down on our scale from 0 to 10, just to see that we are making progress, even if, you know, it may not be in that moment as fast as we would like it to be, but there's definitely something happening. And even if subjectively we do not feel something all the time, we can measure that there is always something happening within us when we do a healing code. So do not be discouraged if it may take a little longer, but it's kind of like a cumulative effect. Once you get started, there's really no stopping all that wonderful healing that starts to happen within you. All right, so if you have an issue, rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, and then ask yourself how it makes you feel. What we mean by that is an emotion, a feeling, a belief that you experience regarding that issue. How does it make you feel? So obviously we mean a negative emotion, a negative experience, inner experience. You can rate it again on a scale from 0 to 10 just to see how strong it is. And then ask yourself, when you think of that spiritual issue, meaning whatever negative emotion or belief or feeling you've identified, when you think of that, just that feeling, just tune into your body even a little bit and just ask yourself, is there any earlier memory that I can identify as far as that feeling is concerned? When do I remember feeling this way in my life, especially when I was little perhaps? Because those first 6 to 8 years of life, that's really where most of our programming is happening. So we want to make sure that that programming can really be healed as best as possible. Okay. All right, and once you've identified that, I would like to recommend that you include that in your prayer as well. Okay, and I'm giving you a moment right now to say a prayer from your heart about that issue. Alrighty, if you haven't finished, you can of course continue praying, or even while we do the healing code, whatever you prefer. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues, and all resulting memories and everything that's connected to that, all negative images and all beliefs that you identify would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and now just relax. Everything that we have identified, we just give it up to God, give it up to love, and just open ourselves to receiving this wonderful healing and to healing those blockages. And we get started with both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And remember, it's not about doing it right. You really cannot do it wrong. It's just about allowing yourself to receive this wonderful love, this wonderful healing, and letting it go, giving it up. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Right, and place your hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. And again, I release the full effect of this healing to each and every one of you, and especially today for Naveen and his wife Ambika, for your highest good and for healing all of these issues, whatever they may be, whether they're conscious or unconscious, in truth and in love, for each and every one of you. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for your questions. I always think they're really, really wonderful and really helpful to each and every one of us listening in. And we're going to be here again next week at the same time. So next Thursday on May 14th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to open your lines if you'd like to say goodbye. And I want to wish you a wonderful evening, wherever you may be in the world, a wonderful day, and wonderful, many, many blessings to each and every one of you. And until next time, goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Annika, and thank you so much. I'm very grateful for this, the service that you...
You're welcome, Patricia. Goodbye, everybody.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.